This is American Copywriter with John January and Tug McTighe.
Oh, it's the most dangerous podcast in the world. Deadly. Absolutely deadly. With fangs of death.
Hey, this is American Copywriter number 9 for the week of April 11th, 2005.
No. Number 8.
You sure?
Number 8. Number 8. Were you educated in Kansas?
Apparently.
Numero...
Yes, I do not believe in any sort of evolution.
Numero ocho. Yeah.
Not allowed.
No evolution.
That's the
rule. Mm-hmm.
Intelligent creationism.
Intelligent design.
Intelligent,
right?
We believe in God in Kansas, mm-hmm. And you will listen to us.
Yeah.
Certainly. And by the way, as I've said many times, no, they were digging up bones.
Okay. We just cannot get into religion
on
the show.
Can't.
All right. Welcome to American Copywriter. I'm John.
I'm Tug, and apparently this is the 8th one. It's for the week of
number
April 11th, 2005.
Numero ocho. Ocho, ocho. Hey, you guys. Thanks for listening. We're glad to have you here. You know what I'd like to do?
A little song, a little dance?
Well, that. Yeah, you know what I would?
I would, too.
A little
much.
Soft shoe?
Yeah.
Can I tell you that in college, I took an elective in tap.
Oh, man. How was that? You're not as light on your feet as I think you need to be. You're no Gregory Hines. Let's put it that way.
Let's just put it this way. Tap is outside my skill set.
So for
just a little bit outside the skill set.
Right.
It's sort of, you know, and you know the other thing I'm really bad at? Line dancing.
I'm so bad at dancing. It's sick.
I'm actually. This is my self. You know, proclamation. Right. Jerome, how are you at dancing?
By the way, Jerome.
Hand signs cannot be heard.
Can't hear the wiggle waggle of your hand.
They can't be heard on the podcast. Yeah. Jerome gave the wiggle waggle.
I'm good.
Okay.
Oh boy.
All right. Very good. Thank you, Jerome. So this is what I've always said. My self judgment on this has always been I can't be choreographed.
Right.
I'm okay as a freelance
improvisational
groover.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right. You can catch
I can shake the tail feather.
Adi-di-di.
You know, and I'm pretty good as Billy Crystal would say, I'm pretty good at avoiding the white man's overbite.
Right.
I can do a little better.
But the
than
bus
that.
Stop.
I can't remember that.
And
stuff.
The bus stop is the same as the other one. What's the other one that the bus stop's the same as? The tractor pull.
There's the electric slide.
The electric slide and the bus stop are the
right.
same.
Right. You've got all those. I can't do it. Okay. No. What I would like to do. What I'm dying to do is to read a little email since we haven't done it in a couple of weeks.
Please do.
And this was an email that we got from a friend of the show, Jennifer Wetzel. I thought this was great because this is in response to last week's show when we were talking about Australia's enormous marketing problem, and that is all kinds of dangerous animals.
Australia, certain death awaits.
Right. The death of the common vacation.
So to speak.
Which is the new tagline that
right.
we wrote for them.
We should send that in.
We really should, because I'm just sure they'd use it.
Oh, why not?
And they'd pay us, too.
Oh, sure.
Okay, so Jennifer writes, Jennifer says, okay, I've been to Australia, so here's my frightening story. I was staying at a friend's house there, and I went out one morning for a run. I was running through the park, and there was a sign that I was unfamiliar with. It had a bird on it. Looked like some sort of danger sign. I should have paid attention. Instead, I kept running, and she goes on to relate the story of that she was attacked by magpies.
The screaming magpie.
The most right. dangerous bird in the world. Literally attacked by magpies.
It's Alfred Hitchcock's The Birds all over
That's
again.
That's what she said. She goes, it was like a scene right out of The Birds.
Literally dive bombing her, ripping
yes.
back flesh.
And she says that when she got back, she goes, I told my friend and her mom, they laughed. Apparently, when they were kids... My friend and her brother wore empty ice cream containers on their heads. They had painted big eyes on the top. They were used to scare away the birds.
All right, dude.
So, come
honest
on, man.
God.
Snakes, sharks, spiders.
Jellyfish, man-o-war.
Deadly octopus and attacking birds.
Attacking birds.
Okay. Australia not high on my vacation list currently.
So Jennifer will send you a t-shirt.
Yes, absolutely.
We want your thoughts, your opinions, your smack talk. Send email now to AmericanCopywriter@shscom.com. That's AmericanCopywriter@shscom.com.